The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. We had a very interesting session learning about scams, which unfortunately there are thousands of. I think the key there is you have to stay alert to the fact that you can be scammed. And do not be naive. Pay attention. Don't give out information. Don't get intimidated into fear, which is a big thing I think they prey on. Computers are a big target area. Mm-hmm. We didn't even touch on that.
We always say this. It's a fine line. We don't want people completely paranoid and terrified all the time. But it's really just being proactive, you know, and staying on top of it. And like I said, a legitimate company isn't going to get mad at you for asking questions. You know, and even like, you know, we didn't even get into people knocking on your door. You know, I mean, that in itself and posing as these different people and companies. So you're just better off, you know, just calling directly from yourself and doing that.
And now we're going to go into a more enjoyable
holiday
idea, which is eating, cooking, and perhaps even having a beverage.
I like it.
During
Ooh, there
that time.
That's right. Otto said it's almost noon. Here we go.
Now.
Well, welcome,
as they
Diane.
Always say, it's noon somewhere.
That's right.
It's great to be back, and I love to come here.
Diane, how about those who may not know? You give a little bit of a background on you and your last name.
My name is Diane Ficalora.
Right.
And I'm a trained professional chef that I've been in the business for 30 years. Presently, I'm working for Independent Support Services, and I work with developmentally slow adults, and I teach them how to cook in their own home, which is great.
Wow. It's just one of my, I always find that absolutely amazing. I mean, I've had the pleasure of knowing Diane now for many years, and we always have her on, you know, it's our yearly tradition. And the fact that she does such an amazing service and a skill, and it's fun for them. I know she's had relationships with different Project Independence members' children. That's actually how we met Diane. And I just think it's great that you're able to teach them those skills.
For me, the best part of it is that I see how amazing they are. The things that they make with me, and now they make them on their own, because a lot of them have apartments now since I've known them. So they, and actually one gal just got married,
aww,
which was so sweet. Yeah, she got married last Saturday, and she started with me, and she was, I mean, so creative. She wanted to make a pumpkin stuffed with vegetables, and you know, like a nice vegetable stuffing. And it came out great. I was like, this is what you want to make? She said, yes. So we did it, and it came out great.
And I think like a lot of, you know, because I know we've talked about this in previous years, but just before we get into the holiday season, with the cooking, I think there was like a lot of different tips, easy tips, that you were teaching people how to cook a quick meal or...
Well, the thing I find is that for everyday people, they too don't realize how easy it is. I mean, you could get so many things already prepped from the store that you don't have to sit there and chop, and you don't have to spend so much time. So I enforce that in my clients, because, you know, a lot of times the parents don't want to go through all the trouble as well. So there's not time, or there's, you know, because usually the time frame is not you know, it's a short amount of time. Yeah. So to go shopping and to pick up things that, you know, are already prepped, like, you know, cut celery, onions, tomatoes, things like that, you know, they add a lot of less work into mm-hmm. the preparing of the meal.
Yeah, because that's the worst part of cooking.
Well,
really, is,
up,
is the cutting. Yeah, right.
You know, Christina knows. I can barbecue. I make really good home fried potatoes, and I'm not really much else. I love to eat. I like good.
Well, you
food.
Make your turkey.
That's what I see.
Well, actually, my wife makes the turkey.
He transports
about
the
this,
turkey.
And I actually did use the turkey box this year.
Yeah, see, I told Otto. I said Diane has never forgot your turkey box.
It has a big label on it, turkey box.
I was thinking of you.
And
yeah.
We wrapped the blanket around it and the tin foil, and the turkey is smoking hot when
yeah.
we get there.
That's fabulous.
We even added sweet potatoes and mushrooms, I think it was.
I still think you should patent that box, Otto.
But I was
feel
thinking
like you're missing
about
your calling.
This. Like, okay, so I can't cook, all right? And I thought about it as a kind of a process, all right? And I thought about it in this way, and then you can maybe elaborate for me a little bit. You have preparation where you have to think about the menu, what kind of food, what material do you need? Do you need spices and so on? Then you have the actual cooking process. Baking, steaming, fried, broiled, whatever. I don't know how to do any of those. Cleaning up tips.
I don't know. You're learning a lot.
Well, this is how I my brain works. Like, I looked upon it like this is almost like learning a technology, if you
I
will.
I like that.
You know?
It is, though. You're
yeah.
right.
And,
your approach
and
is correct.
How do you clean up? You know, tips on cleaning up. And then finally, the serving of the food. Mm-hmm. How do you make it look good.
That's my favorite part. I like the presentation.
Well, it depends
like
on
to
who
jump
it's
right
for.
To presentation.
You know, if
yeah.
it's just for yourself or right. two people or use paper plates or, yeah. you know. But
or now
I thought
you can buy
that.
Paper plates that look fancy. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of
well, there's lots of shortcuts. Yeah. There's lots of things
that's
that
where
you
I was
could
going
do.
With this is that you now are an expert, in my opinion, on all of these phases. And I'm sure there are others that I don't know about. But within each one of these things, you could run a class that takes like a couple of days with no problem.
Yeah. Right, and a lot of things now that are online, even the Home Shopping Network, I was watching it, they have like amazing approaches to presentation. They have these beautiful trays that are like oven-proof and refrigerator-proof and gorgeous serving platters. You could bake in them and you could serve
yeah,
them.
I love those. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many now. There's so many things to make it easy. I mean, you don't have to say, oh, it's a dredge. Oh, I don't want to do it. Because if you plan, like you said, if you plan ahead and make your list, you know, start 2 weeks before. Don't wait, you know, the day before. And do things day by day, like shop one day, mm-hmm. plan another day. You could bake and freeze. You could cook and freeze. You could, you know, do things the day before that'll make the day
right less stressful.
Less
right.
stressful, and you could actually enjoy it. And yeah. Don't forget, you have to make a cocktail.
Yes,
that should be somebody else's
you have to make a
job.
Yeah, and serve it to you.
Yeah,
but there's so many things that you could do to make your life easy. There are so many. Actually, they could bring the whole meal to you. To prep now, they have that as well. They mm-hmm. have these prep meals that make, excuse me, that make it very easy for you to prepare that same day. It's delivered. They have plenty of catering. I mean, everyone's willing to cater, and they deliver.
Right.
So I really, you know, there is so many things that can make your holiday easy. And a lot of times they don't even do a whole cooked meal. They'll just do a bunch of appetizers mm-hmm. or, you know, small portions like a tapas, little sandwiches, maybe a chili, a soup. You know, it doesn't have to be a major sit-down dinner anymore because a lot of times people don't have that time.
Yeah.
One of the best weddings I've been to in years, they had about 350 people. And the entire wedding was cocktail hour. And
yeah, they're very
and
that's
it was
favorite.
On and it was open for like 4 or 5 hours. No assigned tables. People just walking around, drinking, eating, whatever. And it was great because you go to a wedding sometimes, which are altogether different than the holidays, but you go to a wedding,
like a similar
you wind up eating like a horse for an hour or two.
Right.
You know, I've been to some where they have like a roast pig on a spit. On
sometimes it's just too much.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they want to know, what do you want now?
It's true. I know. I'm stuffed after cocktail
hour.
Yeah,
what do I want now? Yeah. You want roast beef? You want, you know, lobster?
I would rather have a really nice cocktail.
It was the best wedding I had been to in years because of that. And the music didn't blow your brains out. It was.
Well, that's another.
Yeah. You know, we were able to communicate. Well, we were able to talk. And yet the music was very good. That's another topic, you're right.
I like that.
But that's all part of the bit about eating, the holidays, you know.
Well, one good thing for sure is that a lot of people use the traditional, you know, approach to what they're going to do for the holiday. And a lot of it has to do also with who's coming over. You know, certain people aren't going to eat certain things. There's vegans, vegetarians, this one, that one. So a lot of people have a problem making a menu because of that. So, I mean, I would just suggest that if you make a list of your guests and then see actually who needs what and then combine it into your meal to make sure that everyone has something. I mean, you don't have to make 10 different things, but just make sure that there's a protein for those who want protein, and there's a bean, some sort of a vegan protein, which is not meat, and then everyone loves veggies. Everyone loves a good soup. Everybody loves, of course, dessert to be added on at the end. But just think about it, and when you do, you'll find that it really isn't that difficult if you just plan.
Yeah, I think that's really, you know, if you prepare and plan, it doesn't have to be, you know.
So it sounds like planning is a key issue to be a good chef.
Definitely.
Or a good cook.
Well, hostess, because, you know, the things that you feel that, well, I'm really not going to have time to do that, order it.
Right.
Yeah. Order it, have it delivered, pick it up, whatever you feel is more convenient for
yourself.
That's
my go-to when I have a party. I'll be honest. There's a couple little things I'll do myself, but at the end of the day, it's
But you work full-time.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't, you know, it's well, you need time to do things.
Things have changed over the years. My mother was a great cook. She was one of the old German cooks in the delicatessen and made everything. And she had no problem having dinner for 30 people.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we'd still have more to eat afterward.
You
know,
leftovers are the best.
Yeah, right. But I often wondered how. Looking back, I mean, I didn't really appreciate it. Yeah. I just enjoyed eating it and celebrating and whatever. But I often wondered how she did it, and she must have really been into the planning of it, because these were not simple meals. She, you know, and she didn't worry about. Although she did, I think now that I look back on it, she did worry about maybe somebody didn't eat something or other, and she would have what they would eat as one of the items as part of the dinner. But the planning part, you people get into things in life where circumstances change. Maybe you're used to living a certain way, like your wife cooked, you didn't cook, and all of a sudden something changes through health or what, divorce, who knows what.
Well, sure.
Whatever
yeah,
reason,
life,
all right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden somebody's there who doesn't know how to cook. and I'm thinking, you know, this little outline got me thinking, how would somebody go about, you know, and
well, you're not talking about yourself now, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not, actually.
Good.
No, actually, I have been in that position a long time ago with three little kids, but that was a different story. You know?
Times have changed, okay? Preparation has changed.
Before we, let's just take an early break so we don't cut her off. And we will continue in the next segment.